a little bit of Ted Nugent music getting going. We've been using Ted Nugent music all morning, and everybody is wired now. The whole staff, even Mini-Me, who you cannot wake with a nuclear device, even he on the control boards is, well, is wired. How wired are you, Mini-Me?
I'm pretty wired.
Okay, well, that's the most animated you've been all morning.
Hey, Ted, come on. I'm still on the medication.
The Nuge joins us. Ted Nugent's new book. It's Ted, White, and Blue, The Nugent Manifesto. Here he is, mega rock star, Deerslayer, patriot, best-selling author. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, greetings, Mark, and a glowing, soul-cleansing, venison-infested Michigan swampland. Happy October to you and your friends there.
You set any rocks on fire this morning?
Not this morning, but boy, I whacked and stacked some pure protein. I'm a happy guy. My buck bowl is sagging, and if I was any more excited, I'd squirt through the phone and stain you and everybody else around you.
Let me mull that over after the show. Yeah, well, that's good, and I'll tell you, this book is laugh-out-loud funny. It's inspiring. My wife thought it was just off the chart as I'm reading this last night, and I was recalling when I saw you last. It was about 2 or 3 years ago. We're up at Freedom Fest, and I was doing the show, and your lovely wife, Shemaine, came by. She came by separately. Oh, man, you really married up, as we
God
all do.
Loves me, Mark.
And you met her at a radio station, didn't you?
Yes, indeed. I've been doing radio and media because I scare the liberal punks in the rock and roll world, but they need me for ratings because I'm the funniest black man since I put Moe in town.
Yes.
Mrs. Nugent was all over me that wonderful October day back in 1988. She just smacked me, by the way. I'm the only guitar player, by the way, Mark, that has an electronic dog training collar wrapped around my my lower...
I understand. Yeah, I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Mrs. Nugent controls my life, and she is the queen of the forest. And by the way, she is not only stunning and dangerously sexy, but she is a dangerous predator with the bow and arrow.
You have lovely family photos here, color photos, too, and that's why people look, if they're not really sure what Ted Nugent's all about. You said you're the most dangerous black man in America. They may be a little shocked to realize that you are Caucasian.
Well, I...
So why do you say that?
You remind me of that.
Uh-huh. The reason you say that is?
Well, did you hear the guitar lick on your bumper music?
Yes, I did.
That ain't no white boy.
But the photo is here now. Shemaine, your lovely wife, is holding a pink weapon with zebra stripes on it. What kind of a weapon is that? That's not available in most stores just around the corner, is it?
Well, that particular weapon is a sexy weapon. That's an AR-15.
Talk about the gun.
On Spirit of the Wild TV on the Outdoor Channel is the mighty evil black rifle manufacturer, DPMS Panther Arms. Mm-hmm. And Shemaine is a sniper with that. We both train with law enforcement and military heroes, and she's a real shooter, I'll tell you.
And you also have a lovely, suitable for framing photo of the entire family. And at this point, is that your young son in the front with some automatic weapon?
Yes, Rocco Winchester Nugent.
And, well, the family that fires together. Well, you know, my sons and I go off and do father-son glocking, so I understand how that works. We all have glocks.
I'm doing a new show called Beat the Glock. We're filming it in Detroit, which means it's a target-rich environment. No, what you see there, Mark, is a celebration of just a working hard, playing hard family. The reason I unleashed Ted, White, and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto is because, you know, I am a goofy guitar player. I have more fun than a whole herd of maniacal teenagers, even at the tender age of 60, because at the tender age of 60, I'm clean and sober for 60 damn years. And we are conscientious, really, really hard-working Americans who really, really care about our health so we don't have to worry about health care.
Yeah.
Quite a concept, huh?
Now, when people say, listen, Ted Nugent, you know, okay, you like the music, you're the rock and roll guy, what makes you think you can be an expert on all things in issues and politics? Because, you know, that's the kind of stuff you'll get, especially when you're a conservative in this country.
Well, I think the evidence just certainly concludes that my life is so cool, it's stupid. I mean, I've been my own boss since I was a teenager. I manage my own paper routes and my own nightcrawler selling, bait business. I played guitar starting when I was about 10. I just performed my 6,000th concert with Joe Podorsek, my guitar teacher from 1958. And just the fact that my parents disciplined me to be conscientious, to consider the consequences of my choices, and to be the best that I could be. I just finished the greatest tour of my life in defiance of a rock and roll industry overall that hates me. I mean, the Rolling Stone magazine, they literally have an aneurysms when my name comes up.
Because of your politics?
I'm on the board of directors of the NRA. I kill lots of herbivores every year with sharp sticks. I drive them batty. But I got to tell you, if I may share with you my second favorite P word, my life is perfect. I have a perfect life. Yes, we have our stumbles, but ultimately, if you met my children, and if you met my wife, Shemaine, as you have, we glow because we simply put our best foot forward. We are an asset to our family. We're an asset to our neighborhood. We produce, we refuse to take. And I got to tell you, we're not weird. And what Ted White and Blue celebrates is that the way the Nugent family operates, always demanding that we are in the asset column of America, that's how everybody we work with, my band, my crew, my friends, my staff, my Sunrise Safaris hunting guides and outfitters, everybody we work with. I got to tell you, my life is absolutely fulfilling and positive because I try. And I've always tried. That's what drives the left batty.
And the music community goes nuts because of the politics, but it's so strange. It's such a disconnect because obviously the bottom line makes all the difference, or usually does, when they don't get all obsessed with politics. You've sold over 35 million albums. You're in the media more than anybody is in the media out there. You've done this tour. You mentioned Operation Rolling Thunder, which is the most successful tour of your 50-year career.
And most fun, the most intense, the most
6,000 concerts you've done. I mean, this is unbelievable. You would think that they would say, considering the stuff that they embrace in the music elites, you'd think that they would embrace you just for the bottom line and say, well, we can tolerate his politics.
And Mark, mostly they do. I mean, the promoters love me because my crew and my band and everybody around me are so professional. And again, we just try to be good. We try to be the best that we can be. So my crew is not only professional and demanding on a professional level, but they're just courteous, good gentlemen.
Yeah.
Everybody around me. And I got to tell you, it simply manifests itself like this. I've been on the board of directors now for about 16 years. I have the number one hunting show on the Outdoor Channel, a great, great celebration of the outdoor lifestyle, our Spirit of the Wild show, both of which, my NRA board of directorship and my hunting celebration in the media, it drives Jan Wenner, the founder of Rolling Stone magazine, berserk because he's the number one money man for Handgun Control Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when do you think the founder of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, supporting the banning of firearms in America, when do you think he's going to put the NRA Board of Director guitar player in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Not real soon.
I'm so proud that idiots hate me. I glow.
Ted Nugent, with the kind of spunk we need to see in presidential candidates. Now, I know that there's part of this book where you're talking about if you were president, and I want to get to that in a second, but are we witnessing, aided and abetted by the left, I think, the demise, or they'd like it to be the demise of capitalism? Because that seems to be the buzz. We're not even blinking an eye at nationalism, whether it's banks or other socializing some of these companies. What's going on here? How do you see it, and what would you do about it?
Well, it's really obvious that Fedzilla is out of control. Fedzilla has no budget. Fedzilla just likes to absolutely vacuum our hard-earned money out of our pockets and then burn it. I think the federal government, most obviously by the Liberal Democrats, and now heartbreakingly by what used to be Republicans, but they still have R's after their name, Schwarzenberger, they're basically stone drooling puking hippies with too many credit cards. They live to spend more than they can or should. You know, and again, that's why Ted White and Blue was written. I'm just a guitar player, Mark. I never went to college. I was too busy learning stuff. But my dad and my mom taught me, you don't dare live outside of your means. You don't dare spend money you don't have, and you don't dare buy bling bling and get your nails and your hair done before you provide nutrition, quality nutrition in reasonable portions, I might add, and adequate and basic shelter and clothing and security for your family. You don't dare indulge in bling bling till you take care of the basics. Fedzilla and a growing segment of America, if you witness the Obama supporters rallying to whine how they refuse to do anything for their country, but here's a list of things the country must do for them.
Yeah.
It's beyond the pale I puke in.
Yeah, that's a beautiful breakfast thought. Ted Nugent with us here on San Diego 1700 AM. About Obama, you know, he has been out there campaigning recently in West Virginia, and at one point I heard him say, I'm not going to take away your guns. I'm not going to be the guy who's going to do that. And then he said something like this, even if I wanted to, I wouldn't have the votes. In other words, I'm not going to do it unless I can get the votes, then I'll do it.
I'll tell you, Barack, I hope you're listening. Send a copy of this to him, would you, for me, Mark?
Sure, be happy to.
Hey, Barack. You're not taking away Jack Diddley, pal, and it has nothing to do with votes. And here's the bottom line. I think the gun issue, being the tip of the political culture war spear, the gun issue is most conclusively demonstrative of what Barack Obama has perfected in the political hypocrisy realm. The man is a liar. He looked in the camera after Heller versus D.C., where even the Supreme Court, at least five out of the four punks, I don't even know what planet they're from.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we all know, those of us with a heart and a soul and a conscience, we know that we all individually have the right to defend ourselves and to keep and bear arms to do so. We all know that, regardless of what the Supreme Court determines. Being that as it may, Barack Obama looked in the camera and with his best scripted sincerity said that he believes the Second Amendment is an individual right to keep and bear arms. Meanwhile, Mark, Barack Obama's voting record 100% of the time has not been to further restrict or regulate firearms. Barack Obama, as senator in Illinois, has voted 100% of the time to ban the private ownership of not just handguns, but rifles and shotguns and 98% of the ammunition manufactured in America today. Barack Obama is a professional liar.
Well, Ted Nugent not invited to do the music at the inauguration if it happens
that
way.
No, I have too much soul anyhow.
Yeah, good point there on San Diego 1700. If you were president, give us some of your platform. It's here in the book in Ted, White, and Blue, but give us just a little smattering of that.
Well, I would gut Fedzilla and quarter him and hang them out to dry and use them for bait for anybody who dares to bring Fedzilla back to life. Fedzilla is a bloated bureaucracy that lives to further bloat the bureaucracy and waste as much money as possible. The gazillions of dollars that the IRS cannot account for. The gazillions.
So you'd eliminate the IRS. That's part of the deal, too.
It's all part of Fedzilla, the policy-mongering pig. First thing I would do is I would demand that we live within our means and that the government lives within its means and that we eliminate welfare because welfare is slavery. We would only assist the heroes of the United States military in those extremely hardship cases where, for whatever reason, through no fault of their own, Americans, particularly children, contract life-threatening diseases or diseases that need to be cured and can be cured, and we would never put a minimum budget on that. But those able-bodied Americans who dare collect a check from Fedzilla, you would either stop at the next Help Wanted sign, or we would buy you a one-way ticket to Ontario, Canada, or maybe back to France, since that's what you love so much. We would end welfare overnight. We would secure the borders in the first hour by simply allowing and promoting and encouraging and reminding those heroes on the border of law enforcement of all agencies and our National Guard with, which, by the way, Mark, help me out, I'm just a guitar player.
Yes.
The National Guard's job would be to
guard the nation.
Wow. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I would actually
make that happen. Mm-hmm. And if you are caught here in America as an illegal invader, you would be deported on the spot. And if you are caught again, you would be sent to Guantanamo Bay. And then I would come down and party on your head.
A party on your head, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I also like on your, if I were president, sort of part of the manifesto here, Ted Nugent's manifesto in Ted, White, and Blue, take appropriate oil and gas from Mexico and the Middle East as payment for all debts we're owed by them. Now, that it makes a whole lot of sense.
God help us all, huh?
Now, you do have statements in here about gay marriage. What about gay marriage?
Go nuts. Live it up. But it isn't marriage. Think of another term, because if that's marriage, then Shemaine and I are on the wrong track.
Well, you also have this. It says gay marriage, disagree with unless both women are gorgeous. Now, you know, see, this would be controversial. And then you got endorsements from our friend Mike Huckabee and others, and, you know, that probably makes them squirm.
Except,
I'm squirming
no,
a little
I,
bit.
Believe me, I've shared those kinds of obvious humor with my good friend, Reverend Huckabee.
Yes.
Mike Huckabee is my duck hunting buddy. Mike Huckabee is a great man. He's a powerful, positive force in the American dream.
See, and I knew you had
Huckabee
influence.
Did, you know what Mike Huckabee did when I provided that irreverent humor? He howled hysterically.
I bet he did.
Because it's funny.
Mr. Woody, do you have we actually think we now know why Mike Huckabee said what he said in that off-mic comment. He didn't know the mic was live when he was waiting and he saw a snake outside. Do we have that, Mr. Woody? Can you roll that? I don't know if we have that ready. I'm springing it on him. Nah, I guess we can't get it. Where he was looking, and he says, hey, what about the snakes? And he said, you get a Glock, and you blow his head off. And I thought, man, he said, well, no wonder. You two guys go duck hunting. That explains a lot.
Not only would he recommend a Glock, but I'm sure
I have a better idea.
Oh, there he is, right there.
You take a .45 caliber Glock, and you blow his head off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by the way, Mark, Mike Huckabee wouldn't say that any different if he knew the mic was on, because that's what you do.
Well, then you're asked about this, or you state this, on gay rights. You say, I've always supported Enola Gay rights. Now, people have to understand history. The Enola Gay was the name of the plane that Paul Tibbetts flew when he dropped the big one on Hiroshima.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's how you stop the evil Japanese Empire from continuing to do their bayonet penetration tests on infants in Manila. And we all know that took place, don't we?
Yeah. And look at what they did in China in 1937 in Nanking.
The rape of Nanking. My point is that, you know, again, I have to preface this with the obvious, but it needs to be repeated. I'm just a guitar player. But the reason I wrote Ted White and Blue, like I wrote God, Guns, and Rock and Roll and Kill It and Grill It, is because the Nugent family is so like my friends in San Diego. My buddy Bob Frome is a blood brother down there, performance archery. He's a real conservationist. He's a real entrepreneur. I have friends like that in every nook and cranny of this great nation. And they get up early, and they put their heart and soul into being the best that they can be. They want to be an asset to their family, their neighborhood, their community, and their country. That's how the Nugent family operates. And it's so simple, it's stupid.
Well, it is a terrific book, as always, very provocative, and appreciate you and your all-American chutzpah. You've got it, and the book is laugh-out-loud funny. It's like sitting down with Ted Nugent and just having him share on every level what makes him tick. It is inspiring. It'll irritate the obvious folks on the other side.
That's just a bonus, by the way.
That's right. You get that. And for a very inexpensive $27.95, wherever fine books are sold. Thanks, Ted. Good to talk to you, as always.
Mark Lewis, and Godspeed, everybody out there. Huh?
All right. Take care. And best to your lovely wife, Shemaine. San Diego 1700.
I'm ready to run through a wall right now.
It's like, yeah, I want what he has. And he's not into the drinking and drugs and all that. See, that's the other part of this. People say, he's a rocker. He's high in life. And he's packing some pretty good ammo. There you have it. Ted Nugent right there. Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto.